Hello, lovely Audio Boo people. This is Kate. I'm at the Student Radio Festival here in Hertfordshire, and I've got with me Dave Gorman from Absolute Radio. Now, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
That was wonderful. Yes. There we go. So you've done a bit of radio, you've done a bit of TV, you've done books, you've done stand-up. What's your favourite?
My favourite is variety. If I do only the one thing for too long, I get bored and go a bit stir-crazy, and then I want to do the other. So I've got a book out in June, and that means for the last few months I've been sort of locked in my attic doing a lot of that, and I'm dying to get out on stage again. But if I go off on tour, I'm dying to stay home and do some writing. So I guess one of the things I'm loving about the radio show is a little bit of continuity and the fact that it's not work. It is turning up and having fun with some people I like, and I include the audience in that because they're very involved in our show. So there isn't one that I like more than the others. It genuinely is, and I know it sounds a bit trite, but it genuinely is the mixture.
So we're here at the Student Radio Conference. I've got a background in student radio. You're full of, it's a room full of all really excited people who are the future of radio, we hope.
Yes.
Did you ever dabble in student radio yourself?
I didn't, but I know, I don't know, I didn't even know it existed where I was at university, but then I didn't really go to my university. I dropped out pretty promptly and I just moved house, really. So I wasn't very engaged in much that you would call sort of student life. But the current producer of my show was very much involved in this and used to help run this conference. And the producer who set up my radio show was also very involved in this and used to help run this conference. And someone in this room today will be giving me a job in 10 years' time if I'm lucky. You know, absolutely, when I see the production people who are around, and certainly some presenters who are currently working as well, I'm very aware of how many of them have come through from this. It's a genuine... I think, you know, student newspapers and student radio both feed into the real world. They're not like a lot of other student activities, which are a bit of a hobby. There's definitely people who make their careers because of starting at this.
And you're quite lucky on your show on Absolute that you get a bit of a free rein to do a bit of what you like, which is almost like the joy that you have and the freedom you have with student radio. But what kind of tips would you give people who are doing their shows at the moment? I mean, you were talking about audience interaction. You had a really good tip about how to get people to interact with the show.
Yeah, it was a tip given to me by Jeff Lloyd, who is also on Absolute and has been doing radio for much longer than me and is incredibly smart with it. We were talking one day about an idea for a topic, I don't know what it was in particular, and he said something along the lines of, if you say to an audience, tell us about where you've hidden, you will get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails, but you won't get necessarily enough of the ones you want to share with your audience, or you'll make it really hard for yourself to find the ones that you want to share with your audience. But if you say to people, when have you ever hidden in a cupboard, all of a sudden the right people, the little bell's gone in their head thinking, oh, I've got that, I've got something, and the difference between one person's hiding in a cupboard story and the others will become funny, and that will lead you into, you won't get as many emails, but it's not about how many emails you get, it's about how many you're reading out on air. It's about what you're actually sharing with your audience at home. So putting on some parameters and restricting it a little bit sometimes definitely can lead to higher quality of interaction.
Student radio is wonderful, but it's not necessarily known for having enormous numbers of listeners. So
yes,
although you're saying that you might have to filter through hundreds of emails, how can student presenters ensure that people know that their shows exist, that can reach out to them in ways that aren't necessarily just on their radio shows?
Well, I think the world is changing for the better in that regard, because there are things like Twitter and Facebook and whatever. So one of the things, what we've ended up, it's just sort of evolved on our show, is because I will always tweet whatever questions we're asking to our audience, we're getting emails and texts, and they're all arriving on a couple of monitors that I generally don't look at, because I've got so many coming on Twitter as well. So we've got three presenters, and we divide it up. We have the other two looking at emails and texts, and I look at Twitter. And that way we can all surprise each other, which is a good thing, because then you can read stuff that the others haven't seen or heard or read yet, and get genuine reactions from them on that. But also, we get a lot of people actually interacting with the show during its on-air moments, but they're not listening. They're actually looking at Twitter. What they are doing is getting the podcast, sometimes to see if their thing was in the show. You know, they're but so you can,
you know,
now
for off-air stuff, what you need, Audio Boo.
You do. Audio Boo, I would recommend now that I've played with